You're with SBS Radio.
May 6 to 12 is Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week, and in line with the 30th anniversary, Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia is launching a new interactive app, free for schools, designed to support the education and awareness of Tourette Syndrome. To tell us more about this, we have Chris Cruther, MP member for Dunkley and a patron for the Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia. Good day, Chris. Thank you for sharing time with us.
Hi, and thank you very much for your radio station raising awareness of Tourette.
Chris, I understand that you're also living with Tourette syndrome, and you have revealed this in a speech to Parliament. For our listeners to better understand the condition, can you tell us more about what Tourette syndrome is?
Yeah, so Tourette syndrome is something that's commonly misunderstood. It's something that people have with multiple motor and vocal tics. Those tics can vary from being more mild to more severe, and they can wax and wane from time to time. It normally starts in children between on average, between the ages of around 7 to 9 years old. I know personally I started getting symptoms around the age of 8. They can be, blinking or jerking of your arm, or in extreme cases, you can have swearing as well. Mm. It affects about 1 in 100 children and about 1 in 200 adults. It's less diagnosed amongst adults. That's the lower number there.
You've mentioned about the common misconceptions. What are the common misconceptions associated with the syndrome?
Well, often people see swearing on in Hollywood, on cinema, or on the movies, or anywhere else, and that is one tick that people with Tourette syndrome can have. But that's normally only about 9% to 10% of people with Tourette syndrome have swearing as a tick. Because of that misunderstanding, a lot of people aren't diagnosed properly. One of the things that I did is I hopped up in Parliament. I spoke about the fact that I had Tourette, not only to help raise awareness and earlier diagnosis, but also to be an example for people with Tourette syndrome about what it is, and that people with Tourette syndrome can achieve anything in life as well, whether it's Parliament or anything they want to do.
And new research reveals that just 15% of parents have taught their children about the syndrome, which means a lot more should be done to educate Australians. So what can parents, teachers, and even schools do to break the stigma?
Yeah, so it's definitely a key thing to educate both parents and teachers and in schools about what Tourette syndrome is. If peers of a person with Tourette syndrome understand that their fellow student doesn't just have what they might see as habits, they might not be inclined to bully those kids as much. I know I copped a lot of bullying growing up myself. I wasn't diagnosed, though, at a young age. I was only diagnosed in my early 20s. But I copped a lot of bullying for habits, and that's sort of some of the things that shouldn't occur. But people can also help to manage their symptoms and get treatment as required as well if they do have an early diagnosis. So raising awareness in the wider community and in schools is crucial.
And apart from that, a new app is being launched in schools to help break the stigma of Tourette syndrome. How does this app work?
Yeah, so I've mentioned before that we've through the federal government, recently funded Tourette's camps across Australia, which help link people with Tourette's. But this is a new initiative as well to link people in schools, to educate people about Tourette syndrome, both in schools and online as well. And the Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia have done a terrific job putting together this program, and hopefully can continue to educate people as to what Tourette's is and get people diagnosed earlier and supported as well.
And what are we hoping to achieve from the app?
Well, awareness is one key thing. Earlier diagnosis, treatment for people with Tourette syndrome. There is no cure, but people can be supported better through the app. But also to stop bullying in schools from other students when there is a situation where they see another kid with what they see as habits, that they can be supported in the schools and also supported by their parents and teachers as well in the school. And not, for example, if they have an extreme condition of coprolalia in terms of having swearing, that they're not just thrown out of the classroom and seen as a troublemaker, that actually could be a part of the symptoms. So it's important to raise awareness for all those different reasons.
And finally, Chris, where can people go for more information?
People can go to the Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia website, or they can look up their page on Facebook or Twitter, and they can seek more information there. And there are many people in local areas who are supportive of people with Tourette syndrome that they can also get in contact with as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris Cruther.
Thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.